Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Fear Not by Nathan Moore is about how fear can prevent you from succeeding in your life. It talks about how we all have some type of fear that we battle to get over, and it teaches you how to fight to get what you deserve. Nathan is a young man with a dream, a goal, and a lot of ambition, a motivated person who will not allow fear to control his life. Nathan offers excellent insight on how to overcome struggles. Nathan Moore, author of Fear Not, our guest on This Week in America. Hi, Nathan. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you here.
Hi, Rick. How you doing today, man?
I am doing fine and excited about this. So much to talk about, and you do such an excellent job of giving us relatable information that we can use in our lives to get over that fear that all of us experience. Let's start with the basics. What inspired you to write this book? What was it about fear, your experiences with fear, that motivated you to write this book, Fear Not?
I think it was more of me jumping into a path of writing and getting it published and overcoming that fear. So talking to friends and talking to family of all their fears, it inspired me to write a book and try to help others to, you know, go after their goals and dreams.
You know, that's so interesting because, boy, you're laying yourself out there, aren't you, for rejection when you're writing and you're asking people to publish, you're asking people for opinions. So you know firsthand what it's like to lay yourself out there and to be able to take that, to overcome those obstacles and succeed. Fear Not, the name of the book. Nathan Moore is our guest on the program. His website is fearnotbynathanmoore.com, and Moore is M-O-O-R-E, nathanmoore.com. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your background.
So I am 25. I'm from Tennessee, Nashville, Tennessee. And my biggest hobby that I love to do is write. So why not turn that passion into something that other people can love and enjoy?
Well, and you've done that so well in this book. It's receiving excellent reviews. People are reading your book. Again, it's relatable. They're able to follow the advice you lay out in overcoming fear. Tell us a little bit about the book, how you went about laying out the book, because the chapters are laid out so well. It sort of goes through all the different stages of fear and how we recognize it, how we deal with it, and how we overcome it. Talk about the book briefly.
Me deciding on the chapters really came with like everyday life. So me deciding on certain chapters was me going through life in those stages. So it made it easy for me to name a chapter this chapter or start writing this paragraph. So it was just really easy with all the motivation around me.
Yeah, it's interesting as you look at the different chapters. Again, it's like taking us by the hand and guiding us through all these different stages that we go through and in trying to deal with fear. Let's talk about what you learned in writing the book. Were there things that you learned maybe as you're reflecting, things you didn't even realize until you were in the position of writing the book?
I really shocked myself with how good it flowed out. How good it came out. So I really shocked myself with that one. I think me personally, I learned that it's okay to jump off the cliff and not have a parachute, because at the end of the day, if you don't take this risk or this jump, then you will never know how life is on the other side. So I think it was really reasonable for me to write this book and learn from what I wrote. So it was really amazing to go through that journey.
We are there with you in your journey as you're able to write this book, what you've gone through, and we can all, again, relate to what Nathan has gone through. Nathan Moore is our guest. His book is Fear Not. Let's talk about the title. Boy, that says it all, doesn't it? Sometimes you try to be too cute with the title and you miss the point.
Yes.
and people don't pay attention to it. You grabbed me right away with that, Fear Not. How did you come up with the title?
I think it was just all my fears that bottled up. So I think it was more of, I have to put this out or I have to do something. So it was just like, I shouldn't fear anything and I should just go for it. So why not just Fear Not?
What gave you that impetus to finally inspire you to publish the book? You've written the book. You think you've overcome this. Now comes the crucial time. It's when, okay, you've got the book together. You think you've got a book that's going to help people. Now you're taking it to different publishing companies, attempting to get the book published. What inspired you to finally publish? That's a, you got the parachute packed. You're ready to jump off the cliff, but you just haven't quite jumped yet. So now you've got the book and you're all ready to go. What was it that got you over that final hump that, okay, I'm sending it out there?
I think it was the support of my friends and family that really made me take the jump. So I had a lot of friends proofread it, and I had a lot of family members read over it. So I think it was just the encouragement of everybody saying, you know, I really think this is a good book for others to have. I think you should go ahead and publish it. So it was really good to have that support system in my corner.
Well, let me ask you about that. How important is that support system when you're trying to overcome a fear of any kind? And I guess to get your support system involved, you have to be honest and talk to them about the fear that you have of fear. How important is that support system and being able to share with them and value their feedback?
Yeah, I think your support system is everything. Friends, family, acquaintances. I think support system is everything. So with the support of my team, my cast, my family members, they really helped me overcome my fears. So that was a big part of the book. So of course, the people that really helped me, of course, they got a free copy. But I think people really need to have a support system, because if you don't, you can't go in this life alone. Like, sometimes you have to hold somebody's hand to get to the better times. And with the people in my corner, they really held my hand through this whole journey. And now we're here having this interview.
And they get a free copy, hopefully an autographed copy of Nathan's book, Fear Not, by
definitely.
Nathan Moore. That his website is Fear Not by Nathan Moore, MOORE.com. Book available, of course, at Amazon, the usual places. Go to our website and you'll be able to link onto Nathan's website as well. You're a young person, mid-20s that you mentioned. You have set a path where you want to go, what you want to accomplish in life. Book is very valuable for young adults, people your age, and children as well. What kind of reaction are you getting from young people?
So surprisingly, I had my young cousin read it, and she's a freshman in high school now. And surprisingly, she understood the message, and it was really good to see her feedback and tell me, you know, she has some of these same fears and she wants to be big and successful. So it was really good to see that she really understood the message. So I think it's a real treat to see young people take on a challenge as of Fear Not.
Boy, and especially at that age, a freshman, you are going through so many fears in life. You're going through changes
exactly. In
life and trying to adjust. And there's a time in your life when Fear Not is a valuable resource. Fear Not, the book by Nathan Moore, M-O-O-R-E, if you're Googling, and we'll get his social media situation. We'll give you all the social media sites as we go through the interview. What kind of feedback are you getting just from the general public? All the reviews I'm reading are very favorable because, again, it's relatable. It's not 400 pages of clinical language that we don't understand. It's somebody who's been there just like all of us, dealing with some of the demons and getting through that. What kind of feedback are you getting?
I'm getting nothing but great feedback, surprisingly. Like, I'm still looking for that one person to tell me, oh, this is terrible, or I haven't really found a good chapter. So I'm looking for that bad feedback. But everybody is really loving the book, and that's really exciting. I've had a couple people send me their favorite chapters, so that's exciting. I've had people send me videos of them reading it. So it's really a sight to see when, you know, your creation is thriving the way it is.
And the nice thing with that, too, is that you can read the whole book and then you can go back and reference various chapters in the book. And I want to talk about some of the chapters before we wrap up here today, because they're so well written. They're so succinct and so, again, relatable and forceful. You mentioned people would let you know their favorite part of the book. Do you have a favorite part of the book?
I do actually. So out of the whole book, my favorite chapter is chapter one. That's because it explains all my fears and what chapter two is supposed to uphold. But chapter one is basically talking about my fears and how I overcome it and who my hero is, which is my mother. I love her to death. And it just really, really, I don't know. I really put a lot of time into that chapter one.
Well, it's a good foundation as you start reading. Sometimes people get through the first slow, they slog through the first slow chapter of a book and don't go any further than that. You have our attention because you feel like you understand. You've gone through what all of us have gone through, and we feel like, okay, I really think this book, Nathan's book, is going to be able to help me. The chapter, the first one that Nathan talks about is fear itself. Is fear something that we all sort of recognize, or... I guess my question is, what exactly is fear?
Fear is something that's inside of us. It's like a trigger that you can't really hide or run from. So it's more of a voice in your head that's telling you, no, you shouldn't do this, or no, you shouldn't do that. And 9 times out of 10, if you silence that voice, your fears become a lot smaller.
And you tell us how to do that in Nathan's book, Fear Not. That first chapter, Fear Itself, leads to the second one, Angels and Demons. And again, this is very relatable. Those voices that are, those conflicting voices in our mind that are telling us, yes, you can, yeah. No, you can't, you're a loser. Maybe that's a little drastic, but you know, angels and demons. Talk about that, because we all have conflicting messages, don't we?
Yes, most definitely. So I think angel demons, that's like, you know, who's down for you and who's not. Good friends, bad friends, people that want to see you succeed, people that don't want to see you succeed. So it turns out to be, some could be angels where they come into your life and they bless you with information or financial situation or whatever be the case. And then there's demons where they'll leech onto you until they drag you all the way down to the level that they are. So Angels and Demons is a very good chapter as well.
How difficult is it when you have people you think are friends and then you realize what they're telling you and you put them in the demons category? Is that sometimes difficult to be objective? Somebody's your lifelong friend. You grew up together, went to school together, been best friends, but they're really not all that supportive. Is that difficult to discern angels from demons?
Most definitely, because it's kind of blinding. Like you think you know this person, yes. And the moment you start doing a little better than them, or they see you thriving a little faster than them, they tend to try to mess up your plan so you stay where they are, or you do lesser than them. So now it's, oh, now I have to really evaluate and see if you're an angel or you're a demon. And when you come to terms to find out that they're demons, it makes it 10 times harder to really cut them off and slow down your communication with them. So you just have to really watch out for leeches.
You know, it's interesting because we think a friend is a friend and they'd be somewhat envious of you and what you're attempting to do. I've always wanted to publish a book. I can't do that, but Nathan is publishing that, and they may be negative. You're a fear not. They may be a fear yes. So you really have to be objective in determining who your friends are and how you're going to listen to them. All this and so much more in Nathan's book, Fear Not. Nathan's website is fearnotbynathanmoore.com. Googling, that's Moore, M-O-O-R-E. Book at Amazon, of course, the usual places. And you can go to our website and link on there as well. You talk a lot about passion, and I can tell your passion for what you're doing and the goals you have in life. How important is that passion to get you through those periods of self-doubt?
So with passion, if you have passion, you can conquer the world. If you're dedicated, if you have heart, passion is something that we all truly need in our lives. And if you're passionate about something, it becomes something that you eat, sleep, and breathe. So with that being said, if you're passionate enough about overcoming your fears become smaller. The things around you that you thought was obstacles, they become something that you can overcome with a blink of an eye. So if you have passion, if you have heart, if you have commitment, everything is easier. The world is a easier place to live in.
You know, I mentioned fear, then I mentioned self-doubt. Are they the same, do you think, or are they two different categories?
Me personally, I believe that's two different categories. Like fear, it's more of, oh, I'm scared to do this, or I'm scared to do that, or I don't think I can really do it. But self-doubt is more of, I could never do that because I'm just not that person, or I can't do this because it's just not in my DNA. So I think self-doubt and fear is two different categories. And once you figure that out, which one is which, then you'll make your fear decisions easier than, oh, this is a self-doubt decision.
You know, it's interesting. You've got a chapter on run or fight. And eventually we come to that point where, okay, we now have to make a decision. What are we going to do? Are we going to fight? Are we going to run? How difficult is it when you get to that point to go forward and to choose fight over run?
I think a lot of people don't like to fight.
So, yes.
It's either you can run or you can fight. But if you choose to fight, you fight to live another day. You're fighting for your dreams. You're fighting for your goals. And people tend to forget that. People tend to forget why they're fighting. So eventually they end up running away from all their goals, all their fears, all their self-doubt. And sometimes you have to embrace that. And if you take it by the horns, eventually it'll come down. So the bigger they are, the harder they fall.
You know, the more you go forward, the more opportunities you will have for not necessarily failure, but your chapter is battle scars, and you do have battle scars along the way. I'm sure you do. After you made a decision, it was not necessarily smooth sailing. You got where you wanted to go, a few bumps in the road getting there. How important is that to have the battle scars? And I think it's something what we all end up doing.
So with battle scars are really cool to have because you get to tell the story of how you got it. But I feel like you always have to go through your journey with a few bumps in the roads, or with a few battles where you might not be able to win first off. But without the battle scars, you can't really have a journey. So if you have battle scars, then you know not to do that same situation over again. You know not to go down that path again because you already have the scar for it. So you don't want another scar going down the same path.
So that's actually something that's a good thing. You hear battle scars, like, I don't want any battle scars, but you really learn from them, don't you? That's a very important part of developing who you are.
Exactly. So without battle scars, you know, like I said, you can't live another day to tell the story. But I think if you have those scars, it's a life lesson letting you know that, oh, I shouldn't do this. Like, I'm pretty sure we all have had that one moment where our parents have told us not to touch the stove because it's hot. And then we went to touch the stove to find out that it was hot. We have that battle scar now. Oh, we should never do this again. So if you have that battle scar, you know that you're a little wiser because you went through that battle and you might have lost, but now you're getting back up on your feet. And you're choosing to take a different approach to figure out how you're going to go, how you're going to move.
Boy, the time is going by so quickly. Nathan Moore, our guest on the program. The book is Fear Not. The book is available wherever books are sold. And you'll find information on the book and Nathan at his website, fearnotbynathanmoore.com. A couple chapters left I wanted to touch on very briefly. Demanding respect is towards the end. Talk about how important that is. I'm reading that, and it's like a fascinating concept, and one we probably don't think a lot of is demanding respect as we're trying to get over our fears. Tell me briefly what that's about.
So when you're demanding respect, you're basically putting your foot down and, you know, basically telling your fears that this is how it's going to be and this is how I want it. Like, if you don't demand respect, then eventually you're going to become a pushover. Eventually, everybody is just going to be able to step over you, and you're not going to have any respect for yourself. So you have to eventually put your foot down and demand respect, because if you don't, you'll get walked on. every single time.
You wrap the book up, Fear Not, the book by Nathan Moore. The final chapter is Trusting the Process. Talk about that. That's the last chapter. And by the time you get there, when you got to Trusting the Process, you have sort of overcome most of your fears, very successful. Trusting the process, how difficult is that? I'm sure there are times along the way for most people when you lose trust in the process. You're thinking this is not working.
Yeah, so with Trust the Process, everything that you encounter, you have to trust it. Because there's a will, there's a way. So with everything being said, if you trust your process, if you have a game plan, if you have any outcoming circumstances that you don't feel like is necessary, if you trust a plan, if you have a vision board, if you have some type of diagram, if you have a playbook, you have to trust that, and eventually it's going to get you to where you need to get.
All of this and so much more in Nathan's book, Fear Not. A couple minutes left in the program. I mentioned social media. I've given them the website, book available, of course, wherever books are sold. Where are you on social media? You're basically all over the place.
yes. So on Instagram, I am _AyoNate. And on Facebook, it is just Nathan Moore. And that's all really the social media that I have.
And you go to Amazon, or you go to FearNot by NathanMoore.com, and you can get direct information, order the book there as well. What is your hope for the book? What is the main takeaway? There are a lot through there, but overcoming fear, I mean, this, if you're held back by fear, rational or irrational, this is the book for you. What is your takeaway?
My takeaway from the book is honestly writing the book. So I think if you have any fear, any doubt, or anything like that where you just can't overcome, I think this is a great book for you to read, for the simple fact because it helps you with so much, just overcoming fear. It helps you become a confident person. It helps you become a respectful person. It helps you become a person that needs to demand respect. So I think this is a good book for anybody that's just feeling lost or lack of motivation. I think this is just a great read for anybody that's just feeling down.
It's a great read and a great resource, an excellent addition to your library to have it there to go back and refer as you're going through those obstacles we all go through. 30 seconds or so here at the end. You've done such an excellent job in breaking this down. I'm anxious for your next book. Tell me what you're working on now.
So I'm definitely working on a new book. It is about a relationship, a past relationship that I had, basically how everything went down and how I'm taking the steps to get over that and what's going on in my life now that we're completely done. So I think this is going to be another great motivational book with people that's been in relationships and had bad things happen, and it's just going to be another great read to help you in that relationship or help you with self-growth.
And the title, I believe, is The Heartbreak Kid. Do I have that right?
That is the name of the title.
I love that. I love that. So we can sort of go through life with Nathan. He's been through all of these different obstacles. He's writing about it. He's helping us get through them. This book is out now. The book is Fear Not by Nathan Moore. His website is Fear Not by Nathan Moore, and Moore is Moore.com. Book available at Amazon, the usual places. Go to our website. You can link on directly to Nathan's website. Nathan, a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you for spending some time with us, helping us through some of these difficult periods that we all encounter, and look forward to having you back on the program. Thank you for being with us.
Hi, man. Thank you, Rick. It was a pleasure.
Pleasure having you on the program, Nathan Moore. The book is Fear Not. His website, fearnotbynathanmoore.com. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.